ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, ain't nothing better than this. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Mangela. Me and the Queen are still away from each other, but we wanted to hop on and show y'all how we do life when we're apart from one another.
We have some questions that were sent in on the old Instagram. So we're going to answer some of your guys' questions that you sent in. I won't say the names, though, because in case they're privacy, you know? Okay. Ready to jump right in, babe? Not yet?
No, we can.
Did you want to do some more small talk first?
No, we could jump in. I was changing the banner.
The weather, huh?
Man. The banner, not the weather.
This is hot.
Oh, you're trying to do small talk.
Yeah, I'm doing.
Oh, my gosh. No, let's do questions. Let's do questions.
Okay.
I always love doing questions.
How do you fully forgive so there's no resentment and bitterness?
Each other?
If that's just a question. How to fully forgive when there so there's no resentment or bitterness? No,
but I'm wondering if they're talking about each other.
Well, I think it's in anything. Forgiving. I feel like forgiving is a process. Sometimes, I don't know. Because sometimes you can get angry again about the thing that you thought you forgave somebody for, and then all of a sudden you're angry again. And I think you have to, like, practice releasing it again. I don't know, man. Like, I'm trying to think of anybody that I have, like, unforgiveness with. And I don't think I have unforgiveness with anyone. Let me take my bracelets off.
Ooh.
That was loud?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's very loud. I think unforgiveness boils down to one thing. And I don't want to be brash. I don't want to be like, I'm going to preface it with this. Every single one of you who are listening, your situation is important. It's unique. It's the most important thing to you. So you feel it the most. I'm not belittling it. I'm not making light of it. I'm not pretending like I don't understand. I want to just say that multiple times because I find that when I say things, people project so quickly. They just hear what I say and automatically project what they're thinking without even hearing what I'm saying. So again, I will say this again. I'm not downplaying your situation, what happened to you, whatever it is that you've gone through. I'm not saying it's not important or valid, but unforgiveness comes down to one simple thing. And that is you believe that you somehow have a right to hold unforgiveness from someone because you have taken a higher moral ground, meaning whatever it is that somebody did to you is way worse than whatever you do to other people. So you feel morally just to hold unforgiveness against someone. So explanation. So if like, if you were molested or if somebody cheated on you or if whatever, you haven't done something that bad to somebody else. So to you, you're a better person than the person that hurt you, which allows you to feel morally just to hold forgiveness from them. When the people that you hurt, you have no idea the depth to which you hurt them at. So the only way to truly get over unforgiveness is to realize that you too hurt people and need forgiveness. That's the only way. Not measuring what depth to which you have hurt someone and somebody has hurt you, but just the fact that you hurt people like people hurt you. And what you would like for other people to give you is forgiveness. No matter what range of hurt you inflicted on somebody, whether it was really bad, whether it was a small lie, whether it was a big thing, all of us desire to be forgiven. We don't want our past or our wrongs held against us. In order for that to be valid, you have to be willing to do the same thing to someone else. If you don't, what you are saying is your shit don't stink as bad as theirs do. So you're going to hold on to it. And it's dangerous when you get to that place. It's really dangerous because then you start deciding who's worthy of forgiveness and who's not. And conveniently, we always give ourselves the worthiness for forgiveness.
Right.
Because we're so in tune with who hurt us and how bad it hurt.
Right.
And we have zero care of how bad we hurt other people. We're just consumed with how bad we have been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what it all boils down to when it comes to unforgiveness. And that's something that I learned a long time ago, because I always wanted God to like punish people who hurt me. I was always like, man, get them. You see me. I'm not doing anything to them. I'm not bad. I'm not out here trying to hurt people. And these people are trying to hurt me. Like, get them. And then God reminded me, the measure in which I am judging other people is the measure in which I have to be judged. So if I'm going to be harsh and I'm going to give people the hammer, then I have to be ready for the hammer to come back to me. And I don't want that hammer. I'd rather have grace. So in order for me to get grace, I dish grace. So that's the first thing I do when somebody hurts me, is I try to get over it as quick as possible in the most healthy way. And I try to, the number one thing is to step into their shoes and try your best to understand the why, not the what, but the why.
Interesting, because I was writing recently about a guy who hurt me and in my past. And as I was like writing stories and stuff like that, I came full circle realizing that how I felt towards him, I'm sure there's lots of dudes that feel that way towards me, because I was a bit of a heartbreaker myself when I was young and dating. And I wrote some stories about how I broke some hearts and how I used to date because I was hungry. And that was like my motto. Like, I don't really like this guy, but I'm hungry, so sure, I'll go on a date. But this guy actually really liked me. And like, that's not fair. But at the time, that's where I was. I was immature. I was not respecting the act of dating and respecting the other person. I was very selfish. But like, as I was thinking about these examples of times that I had been a heartbreaker, I was like, wait a minute. Like, I see a bit of myself in this person who hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a really big like revelation for me. And then I also thought of something else. Something that my friend taught me, my friend Krista Gifford, is that things don't happen to us, they happen for us. And that can be really hard when it's something really awful that has happened in your life, to say, oh, this happened for me. But what she talks about is how everything happens for us to learn, to grow, to heal. All of those things, they happen for us. When they happen to you, that's when you're in victim mentality. This happened to me. But when it happened for me, it's like, okay, how do I use this as a tool to bring healing in my life? How do I use this as a tool to move forward? How do I grow? How do I, like, all of those things, which that's just a very quick little wrap up of things that happen.
Which we want to make sure that as you're listening to this right now, again, what she's saying is not diminishing or, you know, because I can hear a person who is genuinely a victim saying, how in the hell can this person doing this to me or this to me be for me? Like, how can that come out of your mouth? We're not justifying or trying to wrap a pretty bow on what was done to you. I feel the need to express this again, because I know how triggers work, and I know you're going to hear things and automatically you're going to get triggered and you're going to run with your emotions.
It's not a healing process.
We're not trying to wrap a bow on what happened to you. What we're simply trying to say is things will happen to you constantly. Bad things from bad people or people who don't have their best intentions for you, from big to small. Some of us get away with just small stuff. Some of us have to deal with the heavy stuff. What we're just trying to say is when and if that happens, there is a way to get through it quicker that doesn't put your life on hold. And it's changing the way you view the things that are happening to you and viewing them as they're happening for you. There's a learning, growth, possibility, something in here that's going to make me a better person, that's going to make my life richer, that's going to help me or allow me to help other people. And if I could see it that way, then I'm going to progress in my life much quicker and mature much quicker than allowing these things to halt my life, which is unfortunately what a lot of people do. The hurt halts their life. The pain halts their life, and they don't progress past that trauma. And it sucks because then they just stay stuck. And I don't think God wants that for you. He didn't want what happened to you to happen to you, but he damn sure don't want you to let that completely detour or derail your life. So we just want to encourage everyone who may be dealing with some type of unforgiveness. The only thing you can do is recognize your part in whatever way your part is in this thing, what you can learn from it, and how you can apply it to the rest of your life. Because if you're still alive, you do have a rest of your life, and you do have the ability to show love and receive love and end up with the life that you always wanted by just giving that forgiveness to someone. Because one day you may hurt someone and you're going to want to have sown enough forgiveness to be able to expect forgiveness in return. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah. And there's also, which I've said on our Knights at the Round Table podcast before, but I'll say it here too, is the imagery of forgiveness being like your house and your garden. And like, if you have unforgiveness to your neighbor across the street and you're just like spitting unforgiveness at your neighbor, it's really just not going to reach him. It's going to land in your own yard, in your own garden. So you're really just spitting that poison onto your own land, onto your own body, your own heart, your own system. So unforgiveness doesn't hurt them. It just hurts you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important to learn. Again, we hope that you do not feel that we have been insensitive. We're not trying to be insensitive. We're just literally trying to make sure that you guys live the best life that you possibly can, in full heart, in full emotion, and a mentality that's one of which who's winning and wants to win and wants to progress and wants to grow and wants to mature. So completely and utterly appreciate you guys. Love you so much. Please keep writing in questions that you want us to answer, and we'll keep answering because this is awesome. We want to make sure that we answer stuff that you guys care about. Love you guys. Love you, Queen. I'll see you tomorrow.
Love you.